Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Kathy in Ohio is with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
I'm well. You know, I wanted to share with the class a very quick story. It's very disturbing, but and then we'll get on to your tips. There's a story, themindunleashed.com, and there was it goes on to say, last week in Missouri, a 25-year-old woman named Hannah Fizer was shot and killed by an officer with the Pettis County Sheriff's Office during a routine traffic stop. So this 25-year-old gal was reportedly pulled over because she was speeding and passed through a red light. The officer, who's not been named, claims that she threatened to shoot him, but no gun was found in the vehicle. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is now working the case and claiming to be an impartial outside agency. So what happened was, allegedly, this gal, a 25-year-old Ms. Fizer, was shot five times by the deputy. The deputy says that she threatened to shoot him, so he shot her. But she didn't have a gun. There's no dash cam footage. There is no body cam footage. And most people don't believe the officer's story. What's happening, and the reason I'm mentioning this, class, is more and more of us are being shot and killed by the police. All sizes and shapes and colors. So I suggest that if you're being pulled over or approached by the police, that you be on your best behavior. Okay? Don't say inflammatory things because they might get you killed. Even though you want to say them. Even though I might want to say them. I'm not going to do it. Because people are really tense, and there's a heightened level of adrenaline running through the veins of the police department, and they are afraid that they might die, so they're going to kill us first. And in the briefing rooms just before the shift starts, you know, the police are told, let's all go home tonight. That's code speaks for, I believe, shoot first. If you think you're going to get shot, shoot first. I think that's code speak for it. You know, let's all go home tonight. So I just wanted to share that with you. This is very disturbing. This is as bad as George Floyd. Kathy, what do you have on the blackboard for us today?
Well, Vince, I was thinking about things, the list that people could do right now, thinking about what happened in the last few months. And basically asking, what do I still need, and can I get it? And if I can't, then what can I maybe substitute for those items? Or can I buy, like, an extra one? Can I buy parts for those items just in case we can't get them in the near future? So that's kind of what I have, a few topics that I would like to bring up, and then maybe I have some ideas that we can substitute some things if we don't have them or we can't get them.
Sounds great. Let's go right into it.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to bring up was gardening. And if you can get buckets, even if you can get like the 5-gallon buckets from the bakeries or Home Depot or places like that, hold on to those, because anybody that gardens needs watering cans and buckets and something to hold everything in. And I have a certain small bucket that I use, and when I'm out weeding, if I find certain edible weeds or edible plants, I put all my those in that bucket, and then I put the other weeds in a bucket that I don't want to compost. I put those in another bucket so that I have those edibles right there, because a lot of times when you're weeding, you just pull and then you don't use them. So I do that. But I think if you can buy, maybe have an extra pair of pruners, and I mentioned last week that one of my favorite is called Felco, F-E-L-C-O. That's a very good pruner. It lasted me 20 years, and it's still going. But a good trowel is another thing. Spend the extra money and get one with a point on it. Get one that's not going to bend. If you can bend it, it's never going to dig through clay. So maybe have an extra trowel and a shovel. And plenty of garden gloves, even if you have to go, like, with the suede, the heavier-duty ones. Another thing that I have done, when you have those foam knee pads that you buy, those really don't last that long. So what I did was I had some boat cushions, and they were foamy in the middle, and they were waterproof. And I used those because they last a long time. So that's something, if you can get your hands on a good boat cushion, or if you have one at home, or even like a seat. Like sometimes they have those seats that you can put at in, like when you go to like stadiums or something and you want to sit down, you can use those too. Those last a lot longer than the little thin foam cushions that you kneel on. Pots for your plants. I have stacks of them in my barn. And I love to share my plants with people. If I have extra perennials or extra raspberry shoots or things like that, or somebody wants to give me some, I have a lot of those. If you don't have them, then save your coffee containers and take a nail and pound holes in the bottom. You can use soup cans, anything like that, that if you want to start your seeds or you want to have to transplant something, I save all those kinds of things. You could even use, like, containers that, like, cottage cheese containers, or even, like, small totes that maybe they broke or they've got a crack in them or something. That doesn't matter if you just want to transplant things and you just have to have a place to put it so you can get it to whoever you're giving it to or put it somewhere else in your yard. So that was some of them with the gardening. The seeds, obviously, if you can get your hands on seeds and preserve those for the fall and for next year. But I think if we can really focus on your gardening and being prepared, because that is going to be help you with your food source. My other topic that I wanted to bring up was your kitchen tools and small appliances. What can you substitute, or can you get an extra one? What about a coffee pot? What if your coffee pot dies? Can you buy replacement parts for it? Can you buy one that you can put on the stove or something like that, where you don't necessarily have to have, like, the kind where you pour the water in? You could, you know, if you have one on the stove, you can just turn it on and brew it that way. Your toaster. If you have an extra toaster, can you use a toaster oven if you have one of those? So I was going down, like, things I use all the time, my food processor, crock pot. If you have an electric skillet, you could use that if your stove dies. If you have a convection oven, you can use that if your oven dies. So those are things that the two areas that I really was thinking about, like, looking around my kitchen. What do I use every day, and what can I substitute it with if it breaks?
All very well said, Kathy. I've got a couple comments. Trowels. My mom bought trowels in the 1960s, and there were trowels made in Japan with substandard steel, and you would go to use them, and they would bend. So right between the blade of the trowel and the handle, they would just break off, and they were just junk. Quickly, she learned that quality is the way to go. So then she bought some really nice, more expensive trowels, and we still have them. So from the 1960s, that's 60 years later, we're still using the same trowels that my mom bought from the 1960s, quality trowels. So you're absolutely correct about that. When you talked about buckets, I have, in the good old days, I've been able to go to the bakery department of the Chinese factory outlet. And you can ask them. You can say, y'all have any of those buckets? Can you save some for me? Now, they don't let anything out of the store without a price tag. But they'll be glad to rinse them out and save them for you. And you might get 5, 6, 7, 10 buckets for 99 cents. They'll be used. But what comes in the buckets that they will save for you? Typically frosting. So when you think of, you know, Walmart with these cakes, these sheet cakes that they make, these birthday cakes and holiday cakes, they don't make the frosting. They buy the frosting. It comes in buckets. Some buckets might be 2 gallons, 3 gallons, 4 gallons, 5 gallons. So those are food-grade buckets that had food in them. So you don't necessarily have to worry too much about what was in those buckets from Walmart, because when you buy them, the labels of what was in them is still on the buckets. So it's not like buying a used bucket that had transmission fluid in it, or engine oil, or who knows what, insecticides. So that, you know, go to a food store. If you, and Walmart, if you happen, I haven't been to a Walmart in a long time, because of the corona panic, but if you have the desire to do it, that's a place to get them. But I don't even know if they're making cakes anymore. The next thing you were talking about was a cottage cheese container. And we don't throw anything away. The cottage cheese container lids that we've had accumulated for the last 20 years, we still have a bunch of them. And so if I'm in the kitchen and I have a cup of water, I put a cottage cheese container lid on top of that. So if there's any flying objects like flies that, you know, want to land on it and have a sample of whatever's in my cup, it keeps them off there. And the cottage cheese containers, I use them, the heavier grade ones, maybe, you know, the larger ones. I keep them in the sink, and I keep water in them, filled with water. And so let's say we're having lunch. Forks, knives, spoons go right in there, and they stay wet. And it makes it so much easier when I take the brush and scrub off any of the food that sticks to the, you know, knives, forks, spoons, etc., before I put it in the dishwasher. So we don't throw anything away, and I'm hearing Kathy does the same thing. So there's a use for lots of things. We've got stacks of, you know, cottage cheese containers, yogurt containers, and the like. And we use them in the garage. We use them in the barn. We put automotive parts in them. If we take a transmission apart, or we work on a lawnmower, or work on a rototiller, instead of just leaving the parts on the ground, or on the pavement, or on the garage floor, they go in the bucket, or they go in the yogurt container, or the cottage cheese container. And if we can't fix the item right away, we put the lid on it, take a Sharpie marker, and write what is in that container. You know, that goes to this lawnmower. So lots of reasons to not throw anything away, including cans. We don't throw cans away. We reuse them many, many, many times. And you can do the same thing. And Kathy talked about kitchen tools. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's hit on some very important points, class, about tools for the kitchen and spare parts and things. So, do you have a manual can opener? We don't have an electric can opener. We used to. I'm sure many houses had them. But you don't need an electric can opener. We have the kind that you turn the crank. It's made by a company called Swing Away. SwingAway. You can buy on the internet if you'd like. And we rinse it off. We rinse off the cutting wheel every time we use it. Now, I don't know how long they last, but I can tell you this, that ours have lasted at least 15 years so far. And I have no desire to replace them. Another thing that you might want to get is a manual bottle opener. Now, the liquor stores used to give them away. If you bought a six-pack of beer, you get, or a case of beer, you get, you know, a manual can opener slash bottle opener. And you might want to have one of those, because if all else fails, you can use the sharp-edged can opener to open a can. Another thing you might want to have is a sharpening stone for knives. I don't know how long they last, but geez, we've had ours for at least 20 or 30 years, and I paid $2 for it. I just looked it up on the internet on eBay. The same one, or one similar, it's an 8-inch aluminum oxidized dual grit sharpening stone, $9.99 shipped. You can also get it for $7.99. Well, 6-inch one, $7.99. So we use them all the time. We sharpen our knives. And there's a trick to it. You might want to look up on how to do it on the internet. But when you sharpen your knives, be aware that there's little tiny microscopic-sized particles of metal and stone on the edge of that knife. So we wash it, wipe it off with a towel, be careful not to cut yourself, and then we wash it again and wipe it off and make sure we're not eating that aluminum oxide and those particles of stainless steel or carbon steel, depending on what the knife may be. Kathy, your comments?
Oh, I forgot to mention those things, but that's a great idea, the can opener. I have a manual also, and I bought a backup one. And check them to make sure they work when you get home if you buy one, because I've had sometimes where they've been broken or they just don't look that sturdy.
There was that cheap one that you could buy, you know, even back in the 60s, and it was kind of a bent steel thing with an edge for a cutter, not a cutter wheel, just an edge that would cut. And they worked okay, and it would last a while, you know, a couple of years. But they are no match for the swing away. Now, swing away might cost you $8, $9, or $10, depending on which model you buy. They have one with a long crank. They have one with a knob, you know, that you turn, that kind of thing. So get whichever one you want. But I suggest you consider swing away. It's top of the line, best you can get in a manual can opener, and it could last the rest of your life. And that's what we do. That's what we have. Please continue, Kathy.
One tip that I will give people, because I've had some of the, I think they're birds that are eating my green pepper plant. You can take tulle. It's like the bridal veil material. It's spelled T-U-L-L-E. And you can wrap it around the plant and, like, tie it gently, and the birds and the bunnies and the squirrels don't like to get near it because they're nails and they get caught in it. And so if you put that around there, they don't like it. If you've got something that is eating, is crawling up and eating something on your plant, if you're like maybe have a tropical plant or something, the same thing, you can tie tulle around it. You can put tulle over like a whole area. Let's say you have lettuce or something. It's very lightweight. It's lighter than like a screening material. And you can just anchor it down, and it keeps the critters from eating your plant. So that's one tip if people are having trouble with that. They just don't like to get caught in it. You can wrap it around pots if you've got container pots. You can put it over the top. However you can figure out how to do it, you can cover it because it's pretty sheer, so it's not really going to hurt the sun coming in and hitting your plant.
Very good. And, you know, we have some puppies who really like chewing on things, and we just put some pepper sauce, like Tabasco, diluted, and we put that on some of the surfaces to encourage them to do something else instead. And that works, too. Sometimes vinegar works, but vinegar's corrosive, so be careful and do some research. Kathy and I will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his efforts to end legal protections for young immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt.
The high court saying that Trump improperly ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2017. In a Friday morning tweet, the president says, "The court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won." And he added, "We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly." Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says, "Those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants."
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Wall Street has opened higher after a report that China may ramp up its purchases of U.S. farm goods, the report easing some concerns about trade relations as investors weighed a rise in coronavirus cases as well. Airlines, oil, and energy stocks among the early gainers so far today. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tearing into former National Security Advisor John Bolton for his upcoming tell-all book that's due for release next week. Pompeo calling Bolton a traitor, saying that he's written something sad and dangerous. Pompeo accusing Bolton of spreading lies, although he admitted that he hasn't read the entire book, but he has read excerpts that have been published in the media. Bolton's book is scheduled to come out next week, though the Trump administration continues its efforts to try to block its release by winning a court victory to do so. The NBA will use wearable technology to combat coronavirus during the league's restart at Disney World in Florida. Reports are players will have the option to wear an Aura smart ring, which can measure body temperature, respiratory function, and heart rate. Players will also be given access to a Disney Magic Band, which will help with contact tracing. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say, but here it goes. I'm very concerned about survival, as you know, and I'm concerned about the grid going down, and I'm concerned about the unavailability of electricity. And I'm also concerned about the lack of manufacturing in the United States. We don't manufacture electronics. We don't manufacture electric toothbrushes. We don't manufacture electric can openers. We don't manufacture microwave ovens, TVs, DVD players, etc., televisions. We don't make any radios. We don't make any of that stuff. So when I was thinking about mini-max regret, what would my maximum regret be regarding cooking? One of those things is, what about operating some kind of a heating device to warm food without using a lot of electricity? What would that be? Well, obviously, it's a microwave oven, right? So I bought a new microwave oven. It's made in China, as all of them are. I bought a Panasonic inverter technology type, about, I think, somewhere between 1.4 and 1.6 cubic feet. So it's a medium size, and it's in the box. I'm going to test it, make sure it works, and it's going back in the box. Now, why is that? Because I'd rather have a microwave oven that works if I need it than not have one if I need it. So that's just a thought. Kathy, are you seeing continued depletion of items on store shelves like electronics, like microwave ovens and small appliances?
Yes, I am. Everything. My daughter went into a TJ Maxx, and she said it is so bare that they look like they're going out of business. She said that, now the one lady told her that when they first opened, people came in and bought quite a bit of items, but she said it, they've spread all the aisles out. There's virtually no electronic things there now. And even the home goods was the same way. They used to have like toasters and small blenders, small appliances and things like that. She said there was not one there. So that's a wonderful idea, Ben.
Okay, and I'll tell you, I just looked it up, class. What I bought, and I, based on the reviews that I read, and you can't really believe reviews. You have to read, you know, lots and lots of reviews and discount the ones that say this thing walks on water and then discount the ones that say this is absolutely junk and it was broken when I received it. So I bought it at Sam's Club, and it's a 1.6 cubic foot, and they say stainless steel, but, you know, it's just a veneer, a very thin amount of stainless steel. So it's a 1.6 cubic foot. It was $139.98. In club, it's out of stock. Online, it's in stock. Now, you can spend less, and you can spend more. I wanted one that I thought was durable. I looked at the how much these things weigh. The heavier, to me, the better. I mean, when someone, when a product is advertised as lightweight, easy to carry, I'm thinking substandard. I want the heavy version. Kathy, I had a question for you. When you cook your tomatoes, do you cook them in a big pot on the kitchen stove, or do you have one of those turkey-type fryers with a big pot outside?
I do mine on the stove. I have a huge, I think it's a, I want to say, I could be wrong, I think it's like a 16-quart stock pot. It's pretty big, mm-hmm. And I have a propane for my stove, and I've got, like it's called the speed burner, the heavy-duty burner, and I put it on there, and then once I get it up to a boil, then I just turn it down as long as it's simmering. That's how I do it. I don't have the other turkey fryer outside. I do have a extra burner that you can plug in. I know they take a lot of wattage, where they just have, it looks like a stovetop. It's just got two little burners on it. And I did buy that because sometimes I can with other people, and I just don't have room on my stove with those big stock pots to get anything else on there. So I will plug those in if I need to get water boiling or if I need to keep jars hot or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So my question relates to BTUs, British thermal units, or heating capacity. And, you know, when you have one of those larger stock pots, now that's way bigger than what you would use to cook spaghetti. Spaghetti might be 5, 6, 7 quarts. You're talking, you know, double that in size or even larger in some of these stock pots. So do you think the typical stove, let's say it's a natural gas stove or a propane burner, would you think that would have the capacity to fire up one of these big stock pots or not? A typical one, not one of these high-powered ones.
I think so, Vince. I had one when I lived in a different house. I didn't have quite the heavy-duty stove I had, and I still canned with that one. and it did well. Now, the one thing I will tell people is if you have a glass top stove, don't put those heavy pots on there. They can ruin those burners and they can crack. I learned that. A friend told me that. She goes, do not ever use a real, real heavy canning things on a glass top stove.
What, Kathy, what is the ideal size in your world for a stock pot to make, spaghetti sauce or tomato sauce? So, if a person is going to actually can for real, not the trial type canning, but to can for real, to set up that assembly line, where the whole family is involved in canning for the year, getting that large amount of tomatoes from the garden. What is the ideal size? Is it 16 quarts? Is it 24 quarts? Is it 30? Is it 40? What is the ideal size?
Well, I like the 16 quarts for me because if you need to use your other burners to get things warmer, you can't fit anything behind. If you have a huge pot, the other thing is it's very heavy to lift if it's full. So I can handle the 16 quart full, but you can't get anything else on your burners if your pot is really, really big. Now, if you've got the room and you're making a huge amount, let's say you're making bushels, that's fine. But I actually have two stock pots that I get one going and then this is a little bit smaller. And then once the one that I have that is canning, that is ready to go, I move the other one over and let that start to simmer and cook down so that I can finish canning the great big 16-quart one. But I don't have one bigger than that. I have some that are probably, I probably have four total. I have a 16-quart. I probably have two 12-quart. And I probably have, an 8 to 10-quart one. But if I'm just making the sauce at home, I normally use like a good-sized Dutch oven. Like if I'm going to make the meat sauce and all that, then I use like a Dutch oven. And I'll make a big batch, like use 3 or 4 pounds of meat when I do that.
Okay. I bought when I bought our stock pot, I bought a stainless steel one because we're using tomatoes and they're acidic and I didn't want to leach the aluminum into the tomato sauce, so I bought a stainless steel one. And I bought a long-handled spoon that's all stainless steel. What I see most people doing on the internet, on these videos and in these how-to articles on preparing tomato sauce, they use either a stick or a wooden spoon. Now, my grandmother used a wooden spoon, but I'm kind of thinking that's because that was before there was stainless steel. What are your thoughts about using wood versus stainless steel?
Well, I have heard some people say use non-metallic. I haven't looked into it. I have used the great big, I have an old wooden spoon that I do use, but I also have a big stainless steel spoon that goes down to the bottom of my stock pot. But I have heard some people say to use non-metallic with the tomatoes, but I've never had any problem with it. Vince, I guess I haven't checked into that, so I don't know for sure.
You know what, I think it may be a reaction with, let's say, someone using a stainless steel, which is chrome and nickel, as a spoon to stir, with aluminum as the pot. And it may be something with the acid as the electrolyte, the aluminum pot and the chrome and nickel as the spoon. That may be the issue, and maybe that's why they say use wood, because you're not creating a battery. Literally, you'd be creating a battery between any two dissimilar metals and an electrolyte. So you could take a nickel and a dime and some salt water, and you can create a cell, an electric cell. You could take a copper penny and a dime and some salt water and create a cell. Any two metals that are dissimilar, you can create electricity with it. As a matter of fact, literally, you could take an iron rod and pound it into the ground. And a few feet away, take an aluminum rod, dissimilar metals, pound it into the ground, sprinkle some water between those two rods, and you can measure current being generated by those two rods pounded into the ground. So you need to be careful, class, when you're working with metals and acids and bases, because you could be creating a cell, or if you had multiple metal items in the electrolyte, it could be multiple cells or a battery. A battery is a collection of cells. So that could be it, Kathy. I don't know at this point. I have to do more research, but that's my hypothesis so far. What are your thoughts about a convection oven? Do you have a recommendation on a particular one that you like?
Well, it's a funny story. My husband went to an auction back in, I want to say it was like 1982, and he won this convection oven for me, and I didn't even know what they were. And I had this convection oven for probably 25 years, and I gave it to my son who moved out. I love convection ovens. I don't remember the name of it. Right now I have a convection oven that's over my stove just to save counter space, and that's a Whirlpool, and I really like it. They cook faster. They bake very well. They crisp things up a little bit better. If I need to bake something or cook something, I prefer to use a convection oven over a regular oven. And it's smaller, so I can't always do that. But I have a Whirlpool right now, which I like. And I did have a Cuisinart before that, before we moved. So, but we have a built-in one above the stove right now.
Do you think that the one you had from 1982 might have been a Farberware?
No, Vince, it was off name. It was kind of like a cream color, and it had a glass door that opened. It didn't go down. It opened like a microwave door, kind of with a hinge on the side. Mm-hmm. But it's so long ago, and I gave it to him like 10 years ago, but it was off brand. It wasn't something. But it was the nicest convection oven. And what's nice about a convection oven is you can, if you need to bake, let's say you need to make baked potatoes at 450 and you need to make something else at 325, I use both ovens sometimes so I can get my meals done, especially for holidays and gatherings.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back. Kathy is sharing her wealth of knowledge and homemaker skills. And this is home economics class. It's something that's not taught in schools anymore. We'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and we're teaching home economics today. Kathy, I looked up the convection oven that I bought on the internet. I bought it used, and it's probably from the 80s as well. And I found one on eBay, and I'm not saying to buy it or not buy it, class. I'm just saying that if you want to see what it looks like, it's a Farberware, F-A-R-B-E-R-W-A-R-E, one word, Farberware convection turbo oven. It's a model 460/5, 460/5. And it has a wood grain finish, it has a glass door, it has two mechanical knobs. One is for temperature, and the other is for time. It has a glass door, it has a rack, and it's $150 used. I'm sure that's more than it was when it was brand new, $30 shipping. If you decide to buy one of these, Joey saw ours years ago. He was so impressed with it that he bought one, and he uses it every day. We use ours almost every day. And it's a almost an industrial type quality. It's really, really good. They make one with digital controls. I suggest you avoid that one. Do not get the digital one. Get the one with the mechanical timer and the mechanical temperature control. Two knobs on the upper right, glass door, a removable rack. It is great. Now, bear in mind, it gets hot on all sides, so don't push it too far against the, you know, the backsplash of your Formica countertop or your Wilson Art countertop, because it can burn it. So, you know, keep some space. It runs on 120 volts, and I think you'll be impressed. If you buy one, my suggestion is look at the pictures and make sure it's clean. If it's all greasy and you think you can clean it up, the answer is probably not, because there'll be grease inside the motor that moves the air, and it's probably going to wear out very, very quickly. So spend a little bit more if you have to, and buy a really clean one. But Kathy is right. Convection ovens are great. And if you want to have a pizza that's almost as good as the pizza shop pizza, and you get one of those take-home and bake pizzas, if you put it in a convection oven, it will be almost as good. Almost as good. Way better than any other way of making a pizza that I've found. Kathy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I've been using one for, well, almost 40 years now, and I love it. I really like it better than an oven. I like the way the texture and it cooks and it crisps things up nicely, and you're right. And I agree, buy a good one, and you'll be happy with it. The cheap one's just going to fall apart.
Yeah, don't buy a Chi-Com, you know, a little tiny one. Get the real deal. And seriously, avoid the electronics. Go with the knobs. Way better. Way better. I mean, it doesn't look as sophisticated, and it's not. And that's what's better about it. So you can buy, you know, junky things from China, or you can buy a used one. And it's okay to buy a used one. It really is. Now, I'm sure Joey found one for less than I was able to find one for. He's really good at that. I'll have to ask him next time I chat with him about how much he paid for his. But he uses it all the time. And the way it works, class, is really simple. There's a heating element, just like an electric stove. But there's a fan that circulates the air. So the air keeps moving and moving and moving all over the food. And that's what makes it cook faster. And you can cook at a lower temperature. So, for example, if it's a 350-degree suggestion for cooking an item, you might cook it at 325 with the convection oven. Is that what you found too, Kathy?
Yeah, you cook in less time, and you can reduce the temperature. You can just play around with it. I found that about 25% less time cooking. If you're going to make maybe muffins, or you're going to cook chicken, or you're even going to make like scalloped potatoes or something, you just kind of get used to it. I would just kind of be prepared to check it about 25% less time than you would normally set it for in an oven.
Kathy, do you have any other items quickly for the last few minutes of the broadcast today?
Yeah, you know, Vince, I kind of had different things I wanted to talk about. I'll just kind of say a couple things, and maybe we can do them at a different time. But making your own, like, soap in your own, like, dishwashing detergent, like, for the dishwasher, and I make my own laundry soap, that type of thing. I also do I use homeopathic remedies. I'm sure Dr. Sheely is an expert on that. I do have his book. But I do use those quite a bit, and I would say to stock up on some of those. The last thing I wanted to mention is about our pets. If you can learn how to make their own food, I would say either get a good book or print off some recipes. It's not that hard to do. I've been cooking for our lab for almost the whole time she's been born. I cook like things like the meat with the bones on it, and I put it in a stock pot or a crock pot, and then you can just learn the proportions. But I feel like a lot of the dog food, if you don't know what you're looking for, has problems. Avoid anything that's got like the byproducts in it. And that's a whole other story. I had an incident with one of my dogs with that. But if you can learn to cook for your pets, and if you really can't right now, try to buy a good quality food or buy extra.
Very good point, and that's what we've done. We bought extra, and we put it in those removable lid 55-gallon steel drums that were used for food. And that's what we keep our dog food in, and we have enough for a while. You might want to do that class for your dogs. Kathy, think about what we'll talk about next time. Send me an email, please. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your wealth of knowledge.
You're welcome.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.